verses that are frightening and at other points encouraging, because we see that you haven't left this world alone. You haven't just stepped back and are ignoring it, but you're actually very involved and very concerned about what happens here. God, you love this world, and you love us more than we ever could. You love us enough to have sent your Son to die for us, to take care of that sin. But you also love it enough to not allow it to just continue to sin its way into oblivion. There's an end point where your justice, your purity, your righteousness will be made known to the world. God, we just rest in that. We know that you're just and you are true. Trust in what you will do. Thank you for being our God and for redeeming us. And God, I know that we all know people who are far from you. They're not at the point where they're willing to say, yes, I surrender. I recognize my sin. I give it to God. Father, help us to adequately, with your power, with your help, to explain to people just who you are. And I pray that you would reveal yourself to them in a way that just makes it so clear to them. I pray this in Jesus' name.